Page 57, Unit 13. The minimum wage creates more wealth.
The real minimum wage is zero. Thomas Sowell.
This is a topic that always causes me a headache, as it is easy to argue both for and against it, depending where you actually are on the social ladder. Many people believe that the minimum wage creates more money. They claim that if the worker has more at the end of each month, he can spend more on other things. Spending more on other products or services can be beneficial to all. This might be a legitimate argument from a layman, but not from an economist. It is true that the rising demand can boost the economy in theory, but the increase in minimum wage can result in zero actual growth. In fact, even employers can suffer from the disadvantages of the raise. Many businesses can't afford to pay their employees the minimum wage, which results in many people being fired and perhaps the business failing altogether. If people are willing to work for less, they should have the right to do so. Raising the minimum wage is a way of restricting competition. It's undeniable that the majority of people arguing for a minimum wage don't actually realize the implications of it. Realistically speaking, if the minimum wage is raised from, let's say, $6 to $8, the people making $6 don't get paid more, they lose their job, because they are only worth $6 per hour. Even in a perfect world, if no jobs were lost after the increase, the only thing accomplished is a shift in the economy. Again, if it is increased to $8 and everyone makes more money, then the purchasing power of that $8 drops to balance everything out, so nothing is gained. On the other hand, society as a whole may see some positive aspects. More money and services will be in circulation. Customers will have a chance to buy services they never dreamt of. It can even boost parts of the economy, which is usually not accessible for lower-class people such as tourism and entertainment. Let me have a look at the issue from a different angle. Think of labor as goods. Businesses buy labor in order to run efficiently. A minimum wage says to businesses, you can only buy labor that is worth this much or more. As a result, workers that are worth less than the minimum wage cannot prove their efficiency. Without it, a worker who may be worth $4 per hour would have the opportunity to work for an employer who is willing to pay that much for a certain job. Maybe instead of making someone who makes $10 an hour file papers or make copies, the business owner can hire the person who is worth $4 per hour, allowing the $10 per hour person to accomplish more significant tasks. The person making $4 per hour obviously doesn't have a great quality of life, but at least has a job and can learn skills and make himself more valuable in the labor market. Maybe, after a few months, this person learns how to accomplish a higher task and gets a raise, then learns more tasks.